Now I'm going to continue our review of The Walnut Whip by reading a review online that I quite agree with. For those interested, previously produced by Duncan's, these have been manufactured since 1910. That's one hell of a history. Surely this must mean a product is something special. Walnut Whips have come in many different flavours over the years. It was to my great surprise I learnt that this vanilla flavour is currently the only variant in production. The build of the Walnut Whip is unique yet simple. A very light fluffy whipped centre is encased in a cone-shaped milk chocolate shell, topped off with a single walnut. Now Claire and I disagreed with this, it's a single half walnut. Despite its rich heritage, this actually came in a rather modern snazzy blue foil wrapper. Personally, I think they are missing a trick here, and a more traditional wrapper would sweet the product more. That's deliberate misspelling. Moving on to more important aspects, the Walnut Whip lacked any distinct sort of smell. A faint sweet chocolate smell could be detected, but there was little more than this. Upon tasting the product, I was immediately disappointed, as were Claire and myself this afternoon. We both said simultaneously that it was a bit underwhelming. I decided first to eat the walnut, so delicately placed on top of the cone shape. And I think we found ours was a bit welded on, wasn't it?
Mm.
With a bit of blob of chocolate. It looked very, very, very well engineered.
And it tasted very walnutty.
Did it?
Strangely.
Oh, good. Well, to my disappointment and more disgust, the walnut tasted rather stale and lacked any sort of taste worthwhile mentioning, except you've just gone and mentioned it. Not a good start. The chocolate shell wasn't too bad. The chocolate was far from glorious, yet hardly insulting. One thing that was rather pleasant about it was its relative thickness. The flavour of the whip is described as vanilla, yet I'm still struggling to see where this flavour is adopted. The centre of the whip is nothing short of woeful. In texture, I would say it can be likened to whipped cream. In regard to taste, I would liken it to candy floss, pretty much 100% sugar. I agree with that, actually. It really adds nothing more than a sickly taste. Hear, hear. Nothing even close to being vanilla flavoured at all. Overall, I cannot understand how this product has survived so long with other quality products readily available on the market. The Nestlé website claims that a walnut whip in the UK is eaten every 2 minutes, which is really quite remarkable considering I have had one and would probably never consider buying one again. This does end to come with a recommendation from the Chocolate Mission. This is from the Chocolate Mission website, copyright and all that. Though I guess on balance, I have had worse, and she or he gives the Walnut Whip a 5.9 out of 10 and actually gives it some sort of strange diagram which puts it in...
But that's a real walnut whip.
Well, ours was a Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah.
Can't you just appreciate
a walnut whip?
No,
Sam. No. Once you've had the real thing.
Yeah.
Even though it's
35 years ago.
That person said it wasn't very nice. The real walnut whip was better than the one that we had today.
Well, here's her little scientific thing. Gives it 8 for appearance, taste 5, aroma 5, texture 4.5, and sustenance 7. Not quite that is how long it keeps you going during the day.
How long the chocolatey hit gets you?
I find it looks like a big Rolo with cocoa pops.
Dog turd on top. Sorry about that.
Cocoa pops.
It looks the pictures that are on this review. Are pretty horrible. Anyway, as was a Marks and Spencer one, and it wasn't impressive at all. But I don't know who this current Nestlé manufacturer. It doesn't sound familiar to me. I'm sure it wasn't Nestlé all its life, was it?
No, I don't think so.
No. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the review of Walnut Whip. It might be quite a nice idea to review other sweets.
I was going to say, what next? Cadbury's cream eggs. That could go on for quite a long time, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm the next bottom man.
I'd like to become an expert on them.
Apparently, we've found about a piece of important information that the Cadbury's cream egg has a double hit of sucrose and fructose hitting together and causing a tidal wave of liposuctions and all kinds of strange chemical
proteins in your brain. And, chemicals.
Hey, look, I'm running out of time on my 5-minute review.
Holly licks the...
She licks a star off it.
Chicken.
She said...
Star. Yes.
She liked to lick the star off, and I said, I've never even seen a star. Anyway, with that, we must say goodbye and jump out.
More chocolate soon.